Filling in for Brooke Stockburger this week, I'm very pleased to have with us in the studio Susie Outerkirk. She is a writer at The Bulletin. Susie, it's great to have you here.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
All right. Let's start off with a story that is very interesting. I'm glad that I'll get a chance to read this tomorrow in The Bulletin. Las Cruces, as we've heard recently, has a new city manager, and you have the scoop. You have an interview with him.
Yes, we do. Mike Cook spoke with him, and the gentleman's name is Stuart Ede. It's spelled E-D, but pronounced Ede, so that you know. He has been from El Paso, so he actually only came up the highway a little ways. He began on November 7th, had moved from El Paso, Texas, with his wife, and recently was a consultant to the El Paso Independent School District, was president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of El Paso, and now he's here in Las Cruces. He seems very happy to be here. He seems like a very genuine kind of a person and was very easy for Mike to talk to.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to learning more about him and his priorities. You also have a column from your publisher. We always enjoy reading Richard's work. And this week, it's predictions for the year for 2017.
That's right. And the first thing he writes about is that he is not good at predictions. With that caveat, then he goes ahead and makes some predictions. And Richard has a good sense of humor. So some of them are serious, and I think he put some thought into it, and some of them are fun.
Give us a taste.
Well, he predicts that the New Mexico State University men's and women's basketball teams will each win a game in the NCAA basketball tournament this year, which I agree, I think they will. He predicts that a local Mexican restaurant will open and a local Mexican restaurant will close.
Oh, wow. Well, there's one that's a safe prediction. We have a lot of Mexican restaurants.
That's absolutely right. He predicts that the Dallas Cowboys will not win the Super Bowl,
okay.
That the Cleveland Indians will win the World Series, and that it will rain in Las Cruces on the 4th of July.
Ooh, okay.
Among other things.
Well, we hope it'll rain on other days, too. We need that rain.
That's
all right.
True.
Now, on a serious note, you have the beginning of a series this week. I'm very excited about this. Starting tomorrow, a local leader in the area of mental illness. He talks about his own story and the challenges for our community.
Yes, this is a gentleman named Micah Pearson. And Mike Cook interviewed Micah, and it turned into a really wonderful, in-depth interview. And he's very candid, Pearson is, about his mental illness. And he discusses, warts and all, some of the very negative aspects of it and what he's been through and how hard it's been on himself and his family and the people around him and how hard it's been to get a job. And his struggles learning how to be medicated and where that has taken him. And now he is the vice president for the Doñana County National Alliance on Mental Illness. And he's sharing his story. And it was a very brave thing that he did, the way he speaks about it. But it's really enlightening. It helps see inside.
Really looking forward to reading that. You also have some photos and information about the swearing-in of our newly elected officials.
Yes, we do. It's kind of, all the photos are almost exactly the same because it's one person with the judge being sworn in and the next person with the judge being sworn in. But sometimes you look back on these a year later or 5 years later, and they're very important historically speaking. So our incumbents such as Joseph Cervantes was sworn in again. And then some new folks, Joanne Ferrari, Eric Rodriguez, Angelica Rubio. Those are some of our new county officials and legislators.
State and county officials.
That were sworn in, and they've got their hands full this year.
All right. We also have some fun things. A big preview of an event at the Las Cruces Airport coming up.
Yes, this is exciting for people of all ages, especially my age and my parents' age. There is going to be a real B-17G. It's named the Aluminum Overcast, and it's going to be at the Las Cruces Airport, not El Paso, but here in Las Cruces, on the weekend of the 13th and 14th and 15th of this month of January.
Is there a fight at the Bulletin over who gets to cover that?
I don't think so.
We had a reporter go up in the B-17 when they came last
goodness.
Time. So I would love to do that, but I'm not going to get to do it this year. So maybe next time they come.
Oh, well, there's two things that are available. There's a ground tour, which is very inexpensive, and you can come out and the families can walk around and talk to people. You can also, it's not cheap, but you can also go up and take a flight.
Yes.
in
and of
this
course for
plane.
The media they do it for free so that they get the promotion, but you've got to pay if you want to do it as a citizen. Susie, thank you so much for being with us this week.
Oh, you're very welcome.